continuing our conversation, which was interrupted by the clock on Monday. Frank Patrica from the Price Futures Group in Chicago joins us. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Bick.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. So, all right, we started talking on Monday about long-term investing in the markets, which might be a challenge for farmers. I want to play a soundbite for you. I recently interviewed somebody wise in the markets, and I want to play this soundbite and get your reaction to it. Listen to this.
People that trade day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month, and never capture a move will never be successful in the markets. The only way to make money in the market is to trade long-term.
All right, that was you, Frank.
I guess it was.
So how do farmers, first I'll ask you a favor. Could you pick up the phone, not talk to us on speakerphone there?
Oh, absolutely. So sorry.
That's okay.
How's that, better?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
So, great.
How can farmers be long-term investors? Because, yeah, I know the stock market is designed to make people money every year if they stick with it. How can we do that in the corn and in the commodity markets?
Well, how about locking in interest rates? How about shorting the treasuries and protecting yourself against interest rates going up? I'm a firm believer that eventually interest rates are going to have to go up. And, of course, my clients and my producers, my speculators, are short treasuries. And so that's one way, to protect yourself against interest rates moving higher. And that's an important facet if you're a producer.
All right, and that's why your nickname is Long Term Frank.
Well, here's another thing. You know, when corn futures did get up to $6, $7, $8, the market got up into the upper 25% of the long term trading range, and I had producers hedging corn at those levels. And you know, sometimes we lose track. Everybody gets caught up into the bullish euphoria. And we forget about that maybe, you know, we should be selling product. And, of course, not only did we take profits in the upper 25% of the long-term trading range from buys that we made at 224 back in the day, but we were able to put hedges on for individuals. So that's another way you could use my strategies.
In the spring of 2019, what should we be doing with, because guys aren't willing to start selling some of their crop that they haven't grown yet at these prices?
Well, I just wrote a letter this morning about wheat market. We had a crop progress report that came out the other day, which was extremely bearish. 55 or 56% of the wheat crop is rated good to excellent right now. Market opened lower, and we've gone up 2 days in a row now. We've been up 15 cents a bushel. I love the wheat market at these levels. I feel buying wheat at $4.50, $4.60, $4.70 is like buying crude oil when crude was $20 or $30. I think we're on the bottom of an explosive market. The market is in the lower 25% of the long-term trading range. I'm holding positions. And, of course, my long-term formula is farmers should not be selling grain at these levels. They should absolutely be holding. You know, if you need cash flow, sell a little bit. But buy contracts back on the board to protect yourself.
Okay. So growing soybeans right now is not very profitable, but is investing in soybean futures at this level going to be profitable one day?
You know, that's one market I'm not in. I am not in the soybean market. The market is, in fact, in the lower 25% of the long-term trading range, but my long-term formula is not up. So I am out of the soybean market. I'm not short. and I'm not long. And I will tell you this, though. This is interesting. Even with the big carryover, the bearish stocks and what have you, I'm getting close to buying soybeans. My formula is starting to turn up. And, of course, if you're a subscriber to my newsletter, you'll be getting that signal. And then I would recommend buying soybeans instead of selling them down here.
Okay. Back to wheat. Today, winter wheat had some nice jumps, but spring wheat was still in the tank. So the different – talk for a moment on those two different wheat markets.
You know what? I will tell you that I do not trade the spring wheat. All I trade is Chicago wheat. As a matter of fact, I don't even track soft red. So I really couldn't help you that way.
Okay. All right. All right. We're visiting with Frank Patryka, otherwise known as Long Term Frank from the Price Futures Group. Frank, you mentioned your newsletter and how do guys sample that and tap your brain a little bit?
Well, you can call me. I'd be more than happy to get you on the mailing list for my newsletter. You can call me 312-286-9320 or visit my website, longtermfrank.com. And, of course, my strategies are detailed on my website. And if you have any questions at all, don't hesitate to call me.
All righty. Frank, again, great thoughts. This is a totally different way of approaching grain marketing for a lot of people. So, like you said, it is detailed and it involves a discussion. So hope you get some folks calling you, and you might be busy on the phone here for a while. So,
thanks so much, Mick.
You're welcome. Frank Patryka, the Price Futures Group there in Chicago. Again, 312-286-9320.